This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
And I'm really happy that you're joining us because we got a lot to chat about. The president announcing today a golden dome over the United States of America to protect us from nuclear missiles. And that's a big deal. Last Friday, I was on Laura Ingraham's show talking about the whole story about James Comey and the seashells. And look, here's the thing. Here's the deal. 86 is what I said on the show last week. 86 means you're out of something. So when you're a waiter, you go like, hey, 86 to shrimp means no more shrimp. 86 to veal, no more veal. That's it. And you know this because you're a waiter. And they would usually have a thing if you had specials. They say you have soft-shell crabs, and they would have a board in the back, and they'd say soft-shell crabs, and they'd write 86 through it. It's done. So now, James Comey, the former FBI director, is just taking a beach walk. Okay, just a lovely beach walk. I don't know if he likes pina coladas or getting caught in the rain, but he certainly likes his beach walks. And he just magically comes across these seashells in this amazing formation, 8647. And he just thinks it's so beautiful and worthy of a picture, he decides to take a picture and post it to Instagram. Because it's just such a beautiful, unique formation. And then he gets blasted for it because a lot of people on social media have been using that as code to kill Trump. And then he goes, oh, I had no idea. I just thought it was a lovely, beautiful seashell. You know, see, if you're going to BS your way out of something, then you got to at least have a convincing BS story. So if James Comey had come out and said, listen, I sincerely want Donald Trump gone from the presidency, and I thought 86 meant get rid of the guy, as in defeat him, impeach him, whatever, you'd go, I could kind of believe that. All right. But you didn't know there was a connotation to murder and assassination and killing. But the idea that he just thought it was a beautiful seashell display, and then that's all he thought it was, and then just decided to take a picture of it, is such complete and utter BS that's insulting to my intelligence. I can't tolerate it because it's such a friggin' lie. It's such a lie. But here he is lying about this with Nicole Wallace on MSNBC. This is Cut 18.
You are back in the middle of a political firestorm.
Yeah, for walking on the beach with my wife. So I don't know how we ended up here. Never occurred to me that it was any kind of controversial thing, but that's the time we live in.
So take me back to the walk on the beach.
We were walking on the beach. We went to the beach to prepare for this week, which was the launch of my book, and to think about the book and to prepare to answer questions about it. And we were walking back towards the road, and we saw in the sand someone had arranged shells with numbers. And Patrice, my wife, said, "Why would someone put an address in the sand?" And I said, "I don't know." And we stood over it, and I said, "You know, I think it's some kind of like political message." And she said, "You know, 86, when I was a server," she did a lot of work in restaurants, "meant to remove an item from the menu when you ran out of ingredients." And I said, "Well, to me, as a kid, it always meant to leave a place, to ditch a place." I said, "That's really clever." So then she said, "You should take a picture of that." And I did. And I posted it on my Instagram account and thought nothing more of it until I heard through her that people were saying it was some sort of a call for assassination, which is crazy. But I took it down. I don't, even if I think it's crazy, I don't want to be associated with violence of any kind.
I'm just walking on the beach with my wife. I'm just walking on the beach. Hang on, I just pause over a second. Beach walk with my wife. She goes, 86 means your server runs out of something. He goes, "Oh, really? I thought it was an address." So would you think, like, 86? I mean, if it said 8675309, Jenny, like, I would go, "Yeah, that's amazing." Right? Look at that. Somebody went 8675309 in seashells on the beach. Jenny, call me. That would be amazing. But you know what the 86 part means. So instead of just going, and you know what? It said 47, so I was like, "I hate Trump. I want to just get rid of the guy." I don't mean by death. I just mean they should impeach him. They should defeat him politically. They would have been like, "Okay, well, that's understandable." But, you know, like, but then he goes, "Oh, but I thought it was an address." So it was so cute. I didn't know what it meant. I just, beautiful seashells. I thought, I'll post it to Instagram. Does anybody with a brain freaking believe that? No. So just tell the truth. Tell the truth. You thought it meant get rid of Trump. You didn't think violence. Okay. But then say that. But now that you're lying, now I think you're lying that you didn't intend for it to call violence, because that's just obviously you're a really, really bad liar. And you were the FBI director when people were saying 8 feet long and 6 feet under, which is a coffin. So you got to come up with a better BS story. Like, what you should have said something like, "I looked at the way that my wife was shimmering in the shells, and I thought, wow, this is just beautiful. I didn't even see what it said. 8647. I mean, who could have known?" Stop it. I just hate when people insult my intelligence. I really do. It just bores me. It bores me when people insult my intelligence. All right, keep going.
I got a call from the Secret Service that night asking if I would speak to them about it. Of course, I admire the Secret Service. They're pros. I spoke to them on the phone. Then they asked the next day when I got home, would I be willing to come in and meet them in person at the Washington field office, which again, I did. And they were pros again.
They were pros again. I hate James Comey so much. Because he's not only lying right now, and this is such a BS story, but this is a guy who weaponized the FBI against the American people. This is a guy whose FBI watched and went all in on using their powers to go after political enemies in this country. That's who James Comey is. Just like how Robert Mueller, you know, this exalted hero, Robert Mueller, or how, you know, Bill Barr was the attorney general. I mean, these people with Ruby Ridge and all the things that they did over the years, they were tyrants. But he just saw a beautiful seashell decorated, just thought it was so pretty. He had to take a picture and post it to Instagram. Yeah, sure. Of all the beautiful things to see on the beach, it's that. Listen, man, don't lie. You're bad at it, but you're good at it at the same time. So then come up with a better lie. Because here's Kash Patel talking about how people like James Comey manipulated things like FISA, for example, to crush liberty and to expand the powers of the federal government. Cut 19.
Look, I can speak to the folks that were in our seats, our predecessors, and they intentionally failed the American public by putting on the biggest D.C. deception game we've ever seen. They said the FBI was the most storied institution for law enforcement, and it was. And it will be again very soon. But when the likes of Comey and McCabe and Strzok and company came in here with the James Bakers of the world and intentionally lied to a federal court only to rig a presidential election by lying to the American public and using taxpayer dollars, likely illegally, to fund this entire operation, and then withhold exculpatory information from a federal court that I used to appear before to manhunt terrorists, that's what broke the FBI. And then when they were caught, they lied about it. And you and a few others like Dan and others were brave enough to cover it 6, 7, 8 years ago. And we're still talking about it today because as Congress is working rigorously with us, the Crossfire Hurricane documents are coming fast and hard. And they're being sent there unredacted so we can have full accountability. And that's how you restore what the trust that was lost to the American public when it comes to the FBI.
Good. Go after these people and hold them accountable. Hold them accountable. Three things. Number one, George Wendt, who played Norm on Cheers, passed away peacefully in his sleep. He was iconic in that show. Absolutely amazing. The Supreme Court of the United States has ordered Maine to revoke the censure of that lawmaker. It's something we talked about on the show. And that lawmaker who was censured for saying the truth, which is that women and men are biologically different and men can't be women and they should not be able to play in sports. Well, the United States Supreme Court today ordered the Maine state legislature to revoke its censure of GOP state representative Laurel Libby. Good. Excellent. A 7-2 decision. The court ruled that Libby's entitlement to relief from censure is indisputably clear. And she celebrated the Supreme Court decision in an ex post and said, "This is a victory not just for my constituents, but for the Constitution itself. The Supreme Court has affirmed what should never have been in question, that no state legislature has the power to silence an elected official simply for speaking truthfully about issues that matter." Now, you think about it. You hear all the Democrats screaming about this woman who was arrested, this congresswoman, for shoving a federal law enforcement officer. This woman in Maine was censured and not allowed to participate and vote because they banned her from performing her duties on behalf of her constituents because they didn't like what she said on the floor about the fact that men can't be women. And you didn't hear a single Democrat complain about that. Not one. Not one of them screamed about how this is unfair to her constituents, a threat to the democracy, blah, 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 blah. Nobody. You heard nothing. Crickets about it. They didn't like what she had to say, so they censured her and they would not let her perform her function as a member of the legislature in Maine. And now the Supreme Court, thank God, has revoked that in a 7-2 ruling. But it's amazing that two people actually dissented from that. Senator Rand Paul today came out and said the TSA watch list was in fact used to track Tulsi Gabbard back in 2024. Federal air marshals surveilled Trump cabinet member Tulsi Gabbard in 2024, according to Senator Rand Paul. This is really, really big. He said he received records confirming that federal air marshals surveilled now director of intelligence Tulsi Gabbard during domestic flights last year, reporting back information related to her appearance and even how many electronics she was observed using. He made the revelation today on Capitol Hill. And he said to Kristi Noem the following: "I commend you and the Trump administration for ending all government-sponsored censorship using DHS personnel. Just last night, I received the first set of records from the department regarding Tulsi Gabbard's placement on the TSA Quiet Skies watch list. These documents confirm our suspicion. Federal air marshals surveilled the now director of national intelligence during domestic flights in 2024, reporting back information related to her appearance and even how many electronics she was observed using. Unfortunately, this is not an isolated case." Now, I want you to think about this for a moment. And this is the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Gabbard had said at one point, "As I was traveling, I ended up in 30 to 45 minutes of going through screening every time I would go to the airport to fly. I would notice air marshals, canine teams. I'd see these things and I noticed that they were highly unusual. But the deepest pain and harm and stress that's been caused by this is that forever going forward, I will always be looking over my shoulder, wondering if and how my government is surveilling me." Now, remember, she was and is a lieutenant colonel in the United States Army Reserve. She was a member of Congress. Now, what Senator Rand Paul has found at this moment, thousands of documents that have proven that they were involved in censorship and policing of speech, the Biden administration, that is. And he promises they're going to be unveiling that to his committee and making sure we're exposing what CISA was doing with a vast majority of certain employees. And Tulsi Gabbard affirmed that in her capacity as Director of National Intelligence, she is now uncovering lots of things regarding CISA, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, which is part of DHS. And Secretary Kristi Noem is also involved now and said the following. Some of the discussion I think we'll have here today is about getting CISA back on mission and some of the reductions in staff that have been over there. And that's reflective in the fact that many of them were doing work that they shouldn't have been doing. I love the fact that we've got good people in place now that are fighting back against the weaponization of government. I absolutely love it. I think it is fantastic. And if you think about it, you never heard Democrats screaming about a threat to democracy when they were surveilling, spying on American citizens who worked in the Trump campaign. Tulsi Gabbard. Never. The lawmaker in Maine who gets told you can't perform your duties because we don't like what you have to say. We disagree with what your thoughts are. So we're not going to let you be a legislator. We're going to censure you and take away your powers. Not a single scream about a threat to democracy. But shove a federal law enforcement officer, get arrested for it, and now the entire republic's coming down. You see why these people are such hypocrites and nobody believes a frigging word they say? And nobody believes a single word they say because they are such liars. And if the Democrats want to go down this road of pretending like arresting a member of Congress for shoving a law enforcement officer, you know how many people out there who have been arrested for things in this country and are so sick and tired of people in power getting away with doing things that they should be in jail for? You're not going to get any sympathy from these people. You're not. You think the people sitting around in Philly, by the way, sad to say, I have not spent much time in this primary for district attorney because I think I know what's going to happen. I think you know it too, which is a damn shame. But I just think, I really, truly believe that there's a lot of people that honestly out there look at this congresswoman getting arrested and go, good. Like, you acted, if I did what you did, I'd get arrested. You know, this woman, Laurel Libby, who was, she had 9,000 constituents. 2.5 months of being silenced for speaking up for Maine girls. I can once again vote on behalf of the people of House District 90. It wasn't just a matter of censuring her for what she said. They stripped her of her powers to act as a legislator. Stripped her away of those powers. And that's a huge win. It's a huge win. Absolutely. But the fact that we had to come to this, where the United States Supreme Court had to get involved in a 7-2 decision and say that. And she didn't hurt anybody. These are words. See, that's the difference. Words versus actions. This Maine legislator used words that the left didn't like, and so they took away her ability to be a legislator. So conform and fall in line. How Orwellian is this, right? Conform and fall in line and say what we want you to say, or we will not give you power. We will take away your power. You shove a federal law enforcement officer, though, we arrest you like we would any other person out there. And then what we're going to do is we're going to watch as you go on CNN and scream about a threat to the republic. You see the difference? The left writes their own rules. They make it up as they go along. And there's no consistency with these people whatsoever. None. None. But I'll tell you what, I like what Chris Eppolito on Twitter had to say. He said, you know, Jake Tapper was the Ray Donovan for Joe Biden's presidency. Until he wasn't. He saw what we all saw and went out of his way not only to cover for it, but to tell others they were horrible human beings for acknowledging the truth. Hashtag fake slapper. Hashtag Zeoli Army. And he's exactly right. Now, here's Jake Tapper going after Hunter Biden with Katie Couric. And you know what? This annoys me. I'll tell you why it annoys me. Because he was part of the people telling us that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. Now you got to listen to this con artist tell us how bad Hunter Biden was. Take a listen.
How big a factor was the Hunter stuff?
I think it was considerable. I think Hunter was driving the decision making for the family in a way that people, he was almost like a chief of staff of the family.
Does that strike you as pretty bizarre?
It's bizarre because I think he is provably, demonstrably unethical, sleazy, and prone to horrible decisions. I mean,
tell me how you really feel.
Well, I mean, I just look at the record. I mean, after his brother died, he cheated on his wife with his brother's widow and then got her addicted to crack. That's just one thing I could say. I mean, I don't have a lot of personal regard for him. And just based on having nothing to do with, I barely have ever met him. I've met him like once or twice. But I knew Bo. Bo was a great, upstanding guy.
I knew him too, really.
A real loss for the country too.
Enough. It's such a lie. Such a liar. Jake Tapper, again, during the Hunter Biden laptop, was all in on saying it was Russian disinformation. It was all in on that nonsense, peddling the corporate line, peddling the party line. So, like, give me a freaking break. You know what I mean? Give me a break. But it's so frustrating to listen to these guys. By the way, let me give a shout out to Chris Iserman, the FOP president of Delco. I was hanging out with him last night, and Captain John Hoyt, my buddy, who is the second vice president of the National Fraternal Order of Police, which is the number one voice of America's law enforcement officers. So we hung out together last night, and it was great to see Chris, and it was great to see my buddy John Hoyt and all the other great cops who were there. And we're hanging out to support our buddy who done good, Captain John Hoyt. All right. A lot more to get to as the show goes on. We're not done yet. We're just getting warmed up. Live from the Heritage Foundation, where they're hosting me today after I took my kids to the White House today for the Take Your Kids to Work Day press briefing with Caroline Levitt, which is really fun. Don't go away.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We are in the Rush Limbaugh Studios here at the Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C., which is very, very cool. It's an honor to be broadcasting here. They have a beautiful facility.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But I tell you, you know, it was adorable watching all these kids in the White House press briefing room. Claire was too nervous to put her hand up. Patrick reluctantly put his hand up, but he didn't get the call on. I think he was happy about that fact. But some of the questions the kids asked today were hilarious. Like, what's President Trump's favorite ice cream? And one kid asked Caroline Leavitt, "Who's your favorite president?" And she said, "Well, obviously, President Trump. I mean, come on, obviously." As far as the Biden prostate cancer cover-up scandal goes, you know, I'm really tired of these people who are making excuses by saying things like, well, you know, at his age, they probably wouldn't even test for it. Stop. Stop. Are you kidding me? If they could have used any excuse in the world to justify the fact that he was falling upstairs and defying gravity and falling on the stage and falling off his bike and falling downstairs. If they, I'm telling you right now, I guarantee you they looked over every inch of that guy inside and out to try to find something they could pin his absolute cognitive decline on. And you're telling me they just didn't bother to do a PSA test or check him for prostate cancer? Give me a freaking break. No way, because the sympathy card they could have played with that, the sympathy card they could have played for all those mean people out there that were mocking him for shaking hands with the invisible man, they could have bought him so much more time. Because, his treatments. His treatments are making him go a little, you know. And people have prostate cancer, and they recover from it, and they go on to live very productive lives. And it doesn't automatically kill people. It kills a lot of people, but many people recover from it. So it wouldn't have been an absolute deal breaker if he had had prostate cancer. It would have been, like everything else with this White House, an excuse. That White House, it would have been an excuse. Well, for all those people who are saying that Biden is not really with it, you know, maybe it's because of the chemo, or maybe it's because of the of what he's taking for the treatment, whatever it is, whatever they give you for prostate cancer. And yeah, he's a little confused. And you mean people in conservative media asking your questions and mocking him. Well, how do you feel about yourselves now? Oh, please. They didn't know. They didn't bother to check. Stop. No, the real question is, why did they hide it? They had to know. Why did they hide it? Why didn't they play the sympathy card? Why didn't they come out there and blame it on that? And the only answer that I can come up with, and I've been racking my mind on this over and over again, is that they felt the pressure at that point would have been far too great for them to push him out of the race. And they always had the goods on him with the Hunter Biden laptop. And he did not want to go, and he would not go. And if it wasn't for the fact that they were able to use the contents of that Hunter Biden laptop against him to force him out of the race, he would have ran in November. You never would have got him out of that race, whether he had prostate cancer, whether he was senile or not. Nothing. They never, ever would have gotten him out of that race because he's a stubborn SOB. So I don't believe this whole idea that they just discovered this now, that they missed it. I think they knew it, and I think that they covered it up because they were so afraid that they knew people wanted him out. And they were so afraid that people would use that. They would leak it. They would let people know in a way to try to force him out of the race because they wanted him gone. And Biden was going to resist until the last possible minute. And then that debate was a setup. And the debate was a setup so that they could absolutely 100% get him out of the race. Because they could not hide it on the world stage anymore, because it's the only reason why you do a briefing in June. Dr. Mark Schultz, a prostate cancer specialist, went even further and said the scenario being described is something you might encounter in a third world nation. For someone to have metastatic prostate cancer means one of two things. Either the doctors in charge of Joe Biden's healthcare were not checking his PSA levels, in which case they were perhaps the most incompetent doctors on the planet, or they were taking his PSA levels all along, and therefore the diagnosis of prostate cancer has been on the radar of his physicians for years, and no one told it about it. No one told us about it. Is it incompetence or deception? There's nothing else that can explain what we're dealing with. In fact, the darkest scenario, says Dr. Mark Schultz, a prostate cancer specialist, is the following. Biden's doctors were already treating him for prostate cancer when he was still president. The primary treatment consists of reducing the patient's testosterone level, which can shrink the cancerous tumors, but can also have side effects for men of Biden's age. It causes all sorts of frailty and infirmity for men in his age group to have testosterone taken away, including unsteady gait, loss of muscle mass, and even loss of memory. If Biden was being treated with testosterone deprivation therapy, Schultz speculated, it might even have played a role in his disastrous debate performance. Maybe, but I think Biden was also senile in addition to having the prostate cancer. But why not use the prostate cancer and the treatment as the excuse, knowing you're probably going to get sympathy from the American people? And the reason why is because the Democrats knew he was going to lose, not because of his cancer, not because of his age, because of his presidency, because it was a disaster, because the economy was in the absolute toilet. America was being laughed at on the world stage. People were sick and tired of giving hundreds of billions of dollars a year to Ukraine. Israel had been attacked by Hamas, and people were fed up with inflation and prices, and that was it, and he was going to lose. If his poll numbers had been at 80%, it wouldn't have mattered. They wouldn't have cared. I mean, he certainly never would have told you a thing, and he would not have been out there on that debate stage in June. Why would he? They would have maybe done one debate in October after mail-in ballots were already out, so they knew exactly how many ballots they would need. There's no way, if his polling was great, if it showed that he could beat Donald Trump, we'd be talking about any of this right now. But he was losing, and they needed to get him out of the race. And they knew he was going to lose as far back as October of 2023. That's when Obama gave his commandment to David Axelrod to take him out. Take the old man out. Remember that weekend? It was the Obama reunion weekend in Chicago. Think about like any weekend you have, like a weekend reunion with friends. A weekend reunion is a wedding or something like that. Friday, everybody comes into town. You have the cocktail party, maybe the rehearsal dinner. People are catching up. Saturday during the day, everybody does their own thing. It's the big event Saturday night. Sunday morning, you maybe stick around for brunch. You have a Bloody Mary, maybe a mimosa, you give hugs and kisses, and you're on your way. Well, it was that Sunday morning when David Axelrod decides to go on a tweet storm and say, Joe Biden has to get out of the race. He can't win. He's going to lose. October of 2023. Now, do you think he would have done that without having the blessing of the Obamas who were right there with him the entire weekend? Of course not. He was his top guy. Axelrod was the top guy. And who would eventually be the guy who would write that letter, essentially, to Biden, the threat letter? It was the other David Plouffe, and the other Obama podcast bros who were like, hey, you can get out of the race with your legacy intact, or you could lose without your legacy. Translation, you're going to lose either way, but we'll destroy you with all the corruption that we have on you, and we will destroy your legacy. So you got to get out of the race. And he didn't want to go because he's a stubborn old man, and he wouldn't have gone. And they would have let him stay. Prostate cancer, brain cancer, it didn't matter. If his poll numbers were good, it would not have mattered. So the only reason why they hit it is because they didn't want Obama and his coalition to find out and leak it and use it against him in a way to force him out of the race when they still thought he could still pull this off because they were in delusion. They were delusional people. The Biden people and the Obama people don't like each other, newsflash, and the Biden people were completely delusional, thinking this guy could still pull it out. And he could somehow still win this election. Down in the polls in every state, the economy in the tank, somehow they thought he could still pull it out. And they hated Kamala Harris so much, they did not want to turn it over to her. So they were afraid. What, you don't think when October of 2023, David Axelrod's out there tweeting that about Joe Biden, you don't think the Biden people realized how they had to insulate him from Barack Obama? Because it was Barack Obama who was tweeting that out. Axelrod was just the mouthpiece. They knew the guy couldn't win. They didn't want him to run in 2016. Yes. Why is that? They didn't want him to run in 2016 because they knew he was a corrupt SOB, and they knew that everything that would come out about him would destroy his presidency. So what happens in 2020? You remember, it's October 2020. What happens? Well, the Hunter Biden laptop story breaks, and everybody, including the Obama people now, because it's a couple weeks before the election and they don't want Donald Trump in there, they off to circle the wagons and say it is Russian disinformation. So that's what they do. But they knew it wasn't. They knew everything that was on that laptop. They knew how corrupt Joe Biden was. They knew about all the money he made off of Ukraine and Russia and Romania and China. And it was all there. And they knew that. So they had to tell us it was Russian disinformation. And 51 former national security advisors, most of whom worked for Obama, all had to sign that letter. And the scam continued because they had to keep Donald Trump out of the White House. But then by the fall of 2023, when it was obvious that he was going to be the nominee, Trump was, and that Joe Biden was going to lose to him, despite years of the Democrats doing everything they possibly could to make Trump the nominee, because remember this, and this is very important to think about. They did not have to go after Donald Trump. They could have left him alone at Mar-a-Lago. Just leave him down there, let him play golf and ignore the guy. And you had Ron DeSantis coming up. You had other Republicans running. But they thought Trump's the easiest one to beat. So let's go after the guy. Let's prosecute him everywhere we possibly can. The base will rally to him. He'll have all this support and he'll become the nominee. Yeah. And they figured, and we'll beat him again. What they miscalculated was they didn't really beat him the first time because of the Hunter Biden laptop was the biggest episode of election interference that we've ever seen in our lifetime. And number two is that they never counted on just how bad the economy would get with their massive spending and their inflation and their green energy nonsense and their Inflation Reduction Act BS, which only raised inflation. So by the time the fall of 2023 comes along, they got the guy they wanted as the Republican nominee. Trump's going to be the guy. But their ridiculous lefty utopian policies had cratered the economy and people did not want Joe Biden anymore. So he was going to lose. Not because he was senile, not because he had prostate cancer, because his policies were terrible. Because Joe Biden decided as soon as he got in there, he was going to govern like an absolute lefty instead of the moderate that he pretended to run as, which is why I told you in 2020, please don't fall for this act. If you think Biden's a moderate, stop. He's not going to be. And he wasn't, obviously. So that's where we are. And I am really tired of all these people that think somehow they might have missed this. Somehow they didn't bother to check. And what we're supposed to do, I guess, is now give the guy a break and move on. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to take a very careful look at all these pardons issued by the auto pen and see if they were actually authorized by the president of the United States of America. Because remember, you can issue a pardon by auto pen. That's not a problem as long as it's actually authorized by the president. So were they? We're going to take a look at all that stuff. They would like us not to, but we're going to. And they would also like us to stop talking about how the Democrat Party controlled the process to such a degree that even Bernie Sanders is out there finally saying, yeah, the Democrat Party is the greatest threat to democracy. No question about it. But you see, they would like you to move on and forget and look to the future. And they'd like you to please, please, just don't think about the past anymore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, good idea, Matt. Cut number 10. This is President Trump speaking about the auto pen. The president visited Capitol Hill earlier today before Take Your Child to Work Day at the White House. Take a listen.
Look, it's a very sad thing what happened, but we're going to start looking into this whole thing with who signed this legislation. Who signed legislation opening our border? I don't think he knew. I said there's nobody that could want an open border. Nobody. And now I find out that it wasn't him. He auto-penned it. Who was operating the auto-pen? This is a very serious thing. We had a president that didn't sign anything. He auto-penned almost everything. He opened the borders of the United States of America. And I kept saying, who would do such a thing? Allowing criminals to pour in from all over the world, not just South America, all over the world. They came in from Africa. They came in from Asia. They came from the Congo. The prisons in the Congo and Africa, these are rough people. The prisons from the Congo are empty. You know where they are? They're in this country. Who would sign this? Nobody would sign it. No sane person would sign it. You know who signed it? Radical left lunatics that were running our country, and the auto pen signed it. And they didn't want him, and they were disappointed in getting him because they wanted Bernie Sanders. And then after about 2 weeks, they said, wait a minute, this is a gift. He'll do anything. We're going to use the auto pen. And they used the auto pen and everything. He didn't approve this.
Yeah. He didn't approve anything. There was no way. There was no way. But the internal politics of this, there's so many levels to this. Now you've got the Democrat base furious and angry that their party is really, truly an oligarchy. You know, for all Bernie Sanders yelling about the oligarchy, they're the oligarchy. They don't give the Democrat voters a chance. They control the process. They control the primary. They control the convention. They didn't have an open convention. They controlled every aspect of it. But the entire time they were fighting on two fronts to try to keep this presidency. The first front was trying to fight the Obama people from pushing him out of the race because they were smart enough to know he couldn't win. Look, you say whatever you want to say about David Axelrod and James Carville and all these other guys. They're smart people. And they knew. And that's why Carville was out there saying it in the fall of 2023. They knew Biden couldn't win. David Plouffe and the podcast, Save America, Pod Bros, whatever that, they knew. They all knew, too. The Obama people were smart people who saw the writing on the wall that this guy was going to lose, and they wanted him out of the race. They just didn't know what to do with Kamala Harris. That was the problem. They had no idea what to do. And the mistake that they made back then is they had the goods on Biden, they had the Hunter Biden laptop, but they wouldn't pull the trigger because of Kamala Harris. And they knew that she would lose, too. So they just sat there sitting around, not sure what to do until finally, by the summer of 2024, it became they had to just do something and take a and roll the dice and get him out of the race and roll the dice. But it was too late. It was way too late by then. And what they should have done was they should have bribed Joe Biden back in the fall and said to him, hey, look, out of the race or the Ukraine stuff comes forward, and then we're going to have an open primary. But you know what they were afraid of? Bernie Sanders. They were afraid that Bernie would come in and win. And I've told you this before, and I'll say it again, and write this down and make a poster of it and put it behind you. Like I have this beautiful picture of the Capitol behind me here at the Heritage Foundation. The Democrats would rather lose with someone they can control than win with someone they can't. Bottom line. And that is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.